Dear nobody.
How come if someone's snoring so loudly that everyone else in the house is awake, that the snoring doesn't wake up the snorer?
I believe there are many reasons, listener, why the snoring does not wake up the snorer. And some of these reasons can be understood as a metaphor for consciousness. Perhaps you have heard of enlightenment being compared to an awakening. It is as if you have gone through your whole life in a state of slumber, dreaming, when suddenly something happens that startles you awake. Something terrible might happen to you, an incredible suffering. And so you have no choice but to wake up and realize the true nature of the universe. Perhaps you are very deeply depressed, and you say to yourself, I cannot live with myself anymore. When, oh, wait, a realization. Who is the I and who is the self? A realization that you are not your thoughts or your body, that you are the pure awareness. That is the I, a moment of awakening and enlightenment that comes from suffering. A moment of great beauty can also startle you into awareness. Seeing a beautiful flower or a thunderstorm. Seeing something beautiful silences the mind and wakes you up to who you truly are. And so it is with snoring. If you are snoring, it is because you are not aware that you are snoring. If it came into your awareness, oh, you would awaken. Perhaps you are familiar with the story of the frog and the boiling water. If you boil a pot of water and put a frog inside the boiling water, the frog, it will leap out to save its life. Does not want to be boiled. But if you place a frog in a pot of room temperature water and then slowly bring the water to a boil, the frog will be boiled alive. The frog does not notice the gradual change in temperature until it is too late. Now, what does this have to do with snoring? Well, the snorer does not notice their snores because it has become a habit. Over time, the way they breathe while sleeping through the mouth, vibrating the soft palate. Gradually, they produce this sound, and they have learned over time to deal with it, to be able to sleep through it. And occasionally, you will know this if you are a heavy snorer, you do wake up. You often wake up many times at night, but you fall back asleep, little micro disturbances that you will not remember when you wake up in the morning. You will just feel tired. And again, so it is with consciousness. Many of us experience brief glimpses of enlightenment, of awakening, but our habitual thought patterns bring us back to a state of sleeping in the world. We are so comfortable, so used to sleeping through disturbances, sleeping through our lives. And so the habits of the mind, the habits of the body, make it more difficult to experience an awakening. So, listener, there's the answer to your question and a bedtime lesson. Now, if you'll excuse me, nobody is going to go back to sleep.